Los Angeles has made headlines recently with its new high-profile war on street gangs. Now authorities in neighboring San Bernardino County are launching their own crackdown, but they're trying something different, a new high-tech approach for keeping track of convicted gang members out of prison on parole. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Wearing a small plastic device strapped around his ankle was a condition of release from Chino State Prison for one 29-year-old member of the Little Zion street gang. To protect his privacy and that of 20 other parolees in a pilot program, we're using his first name, Cedric. His movements are being traced electronically, much to the amusement of his friends and family.
They crack jokes all the time. They call me Mr. Lojack, man, all kind of stuff, you know.
The ankle bracelet is about the size of a computer mouse with GPS software that allows police to monitor if he's violating his curfew or going into gang territory or at the scene of a crime. Cedric says he has to wear it all the time, even in the shower.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it sometimes because you can't let the battery go dead. You got to charge it twice a day because if you forget to charge it, you will be back in prison. You can't get one of these and think you fit to run the streets and do what you want to do because you will be locked right back up.
Until now, GPS monitors have been used around the country mainly to track convicted sex offenders. But San Bernardino officials volunteered to begin this pilot program on documented gang members. Ernie Bastarash is the parole agent in charge of all 20 parolees with GPS tags.
It has a psychological impact on the parolee where we say, we know where you go, we know how long you've been there. If you're not involved in gang activity, then you have nothing to worry about. But if you're associating with other people of the gang, we're going to know where you were.
On his desktop computer, Bastarash clicks on the GPS monitoring software to check in on Cedric. He shows up on the screen as a series of blue dots on a map.
So this is where he was here at the building. We're right here at the corner, and this is where he is now.
Down the street.
Yeah.
Some of the gang member parolees the police have been monitoring have been spotted here in Redlands, a small idyllic community of Victorian homes and palm trees near San Bernardino, 100 miles east of L.A. Kurt Smith is with the Redlands Police Department, which has been monitoring the gang GPS tracking system.
Because of the GPS data, we have absolute proof of interaction between gang members from a couple of different communities that we otherwise wouldn't be able to see.
San Bernardino police say they also use the information to investigate whether any of the parolees are involved in crimes.
We have Hispanic gangs, we have black gangs, we have the white gangs.
Lieutenant Scott Patterson says of the 45 documented gangs in San Bernardino, half are what he calls homegrown. The rest migrated from L.A.
And as they moved in, they pretty much schooled people into, you know, what it meant to be a gangster. And as a consequence, we got gangs here that raised up to push back. Gang members may come out here to get away from the heat. We're going to be creating our own heat.
So far, GPS tracking has helped police catch 40 gang members violating the terms of their parole. A few have been reconvicted for refusing to wear or for removing the GPS ankle bracelets, but 30-year-old Jose says he has no intention of cutting off the device he's worn since finishing up a 3-year prison term for carjacking. He says it gives him an excuse to get away from his old life of gangbanging.
Keeps me out of trouble. I don't hang around my old crowds. Reminds me not to go back.
He says it's a short leash that will hopefully give him a long life out of prison. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.